The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Get wealth. The power to get wealth. You first get that power, and then it is followed by wealth. In other words, your getting of the wealth is preceded by that power. And it's important to get that power so that you know how to utilize it. Deuteronomy chapter 8, our focus will be on verse 18, but I think I'd like to read from the top right to 18. So chapter 8. Verse 1, Deuteronomy 8, 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, and to know that which was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Verse 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Verse 6. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths, of the springs out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Verse 9, and a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou may dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest thou, when thou hast eaten at full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flock multiply, and their silver and gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast multiplied, then thy heart shall be lifted up, and thou shalt forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Verse 16. And who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou saying thy heart, my power and my might, or the might of mine hand, had gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember, and take note of verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which is sworn unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Take 18 again. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is sworn unto thy fathers, as it is this day. As it is this day means as is the case today. The background to this story is that Israel had been delivered from captivity. They had crossed the Red Sea. And for the next 40 years, they would journey through the wilderness and they would get to the walls of Jericho and to the promised land. They would need the power of God to access the land, and eventually God gave them that grace to enter. Then they began to enjoy of the things that God had spoken about goodly houses, about goodly things, about already dug wells. And he went ahead to speak about wheat in verse 8 and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranate. It was a land of olive oil and honey. And God described the land further in verse 9 that it was a land without scarceness of bread. That in that land they would lack nothing. Even the stones in the land were like iron. In other words, God blessed them with mineral resources. And he says, out of the hills thou mayest dig brass. Then in verse 10, God begins to caution them. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware, verse 11, that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and you have all these things, your heart will be lifted up, and you will forget that God brought you forth out of the land of bondage through the terrible circumstances in the wilderness, which had fiery serpents and scorpions and drought and no water, until he gave water out of the flinty rock. So verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It's as if sometimes human beings have a short memory. When they are in trouble, they remember their God. And sometimes they make promises and vows that they would want to honor. But after God has delivered them and life is normal and fine, they tend to forget the God who delivered them, and they fail to give gratitude and pay homage to that God. And this has the tendency of bringing anger of God against those who treat God very lightly. So God was recounting the fact that Israel had been through many bitter trials in the journey that they undertook in the wilderness. But now they were having a taste of sweetness, and God was cautioning them not to forget that he was the God of their past. He's still the God of the present and will be their God in the future. So Moses was speaking to Israel, and he was telling them that they must remember the Lord their God. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God. Why was he telling them this? He was saying that Israel once upon a time were incapable of doing anything to sustain themselves. They were incapable of doing anything to help themselves, to provide for themselves, to provide sustenance for themselves, and to provide protection for themselves. Hence, he, God, had to come to the scene to make all these provisions available so that Israel would enjoy. Hence, God was telling them that they had done nothing to achieve what they had achieved today. And that if there was any boasting, it must be in Yahweh. Can I hear an amen? Israel was therefore supposed to maintain the right attitude in their relationship with God. And they were to remember to give gratitude to God. God said the tendency that people would get proud along the line was high. And that they will forget, virtually forget all the good things that God had done for them. How he led them through the wilderness where there was no water. And he provided honey out of the rock and water out of the flinty rock. How he led them in the wilderness and there were serpents and there were scorpions. And there were all kinds of dangerous things that could have destroyed the life of Israel. But God protected them from every one of them. Today I declare you are a covenant child of God. And although you walk in the midst of serpents and scorpions, the Bible says they shall by no means hurt you. Can you say a real amen to the word of God? So for God, they were not supposed to forget him. There are certain things you must not forget. You must not forget your beginning. You must not forget your past. You must not forget your friends. You must not forget where you were before God took you. You must always remind yourself that you were like the Israelites. They were like Syrians ready to perish. But out of the abundance of the love of God, out of the mercies of God, he provided protection and divine security and guidance and leadership. The Bible says that their clothing did not fade, nor did their shoes get worn out. God sustained them healthy, and for 40 years they marched on in the wilderness toward the promised land. The thing that he promised the fathers of old that he would do for them, now God had delivered on it. The one village, one down. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. God had delivered on his promises. And now Israel were eating fat, but never remembered to give gratitude to God. At the beginning of your meal, you must thank God greatly. And when you are eating and you are full, and you have a toothpick picking out the remnants of flesh from your teeth, you must say, Jehovah, thank you for even the power you gave me to consume the food to my sister. Can you clap as your this is a service of gratitude. I want you to thank God for your parents. I want you to thank God for the schools you attended. I want you to thank God for relatives and others that you lived with. I want you to thank God for the opportunity he gave you to work or to trade. Oh, you're not clapping. I want you to thank God for some amazing friends that he brought your way. Of course, there were some friends that did you evil, but God says, for all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. Can I hear an amen? God is the weaver of your life, and he needs a thread of good experiences and a thread of bad experiences to weave them together according to his divine will, to bring you to his purposes and to bring you to an expected end. Oh, don't you see how he weaved the life of Joseph with all the different strands of thread, some in Potiphar's house and others in prison? But at the end of the day, when God delivered the best, it landed Joseph on a prime ministerial throne. May God deliver the best for you and land you on higher heights of divine glory. Oh, I'm not hearing an amen. God said, when I delivered you from Egypt, I led you through the wilderness, but I caused you to walk on the high places of the earth, that the heritage of Jacob shall be yours. May your feet be raised, that you will walk upon the high places of the earth, that the heritage of Jacob shall be totally your portion. Oh, I didn't hear. Can you thank my God? My God deserves too much. He was the one that gave you the open door. He was the one that assisted you to attend the interview. He was the one that gave you the job and the incomes and the increment. He was the one that enabled you to retire successfully and to still have some income. I'm not hearing an amen. He was the one, when you were taken to hospital, he came to visit you there and provided healing, because he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and brought you out. He was the God that, when you were saddled with battles that were bigger than you and the enemies were bigger than you, he appeared on the scene with his greatness, and he fought your enemies and subdued them and defeated them right in your face and gave you the victory so that you can celebrate. I didn't hear an amen. Oh, have you forgotten that we have declared the year as a year of continuous divine conquest? In ourselves, we don't have power to conquer, but Jehovah is the greatest conqueror. And when he's done with the conquest, he presents the victory to us. Tonight, you have your victory of the conquest. It is here. Can I hear an amen? You will overcome. You will overcome in that court case. You will overcome in that matrimonial situation. You will overcome in that negative condition. You will overcome in that academic issue. You will overcome that temptation, and you will overcome that power of poverty. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Oh, I'm not hearing an amen. My God is to be praised. Don't, you cannot be silent, because you must praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him at noontime, and praise him in the evening, because God has done mightily. He has done beyond our expectation. He's a great God and greatly to be praised, because his greatness is unsearchable. Let great men and women of God shout greatly toward the throne of God in appreciation and gratitude in honor of he that is seated upon the throne. Oh, can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? God gave you a husband. God gave you children in your house. God gave you land, and he gave you a building. And God has given you many more things. Can I hear an amen? Open local doors for you and open international doors for you. God gave you amazing things. Can I stop preaching to hear you shout and clap properly to thank our God? Can you thank him? Can you thank him? Can you thank him? Oh, remember the Lord thy God. You cannot forget him. Don't be blessed and come to church arrogantly. Oh, arrogance can bring you down, because it will make you forget the good things that God has done for you. Never forget what God has done for you. Let humility clothe you, and choose to remember always that his gratitude can never be given to idols. Never ascribe the gratitude to yourself, because there was nothing in you that could have given you the victory. The victory came from Jehovah, and he alone deserves to be praised. So remember the Lord thy God. Remember the Lord thy God. Remember the Lord thy God. Remember him on your new job. Don't forget him. Remember him at the university. Don't forget him. In the senior high school, don't forget him. Remember him in your new marriage. Don't forget him. Why should we remember God? Because Deuteronomy 8:18 says that, "For it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth." For it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth. Remember the early part says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." In the original, it says, "Thou shalt remember Elohim." Oh, Elohim means the supreme one. Elohim means the mighty one. Elohim means the God of strength and the God of power. Oh, who does things according to his will and does all that he pleases. Elohim means the all-powerful God, the God whose power is greater than any power, and every other power is subservient to his power. His power is never second class to any other power, but God's power is ahead of every power, and no power even compares to his power. Any comparison is a mismatch. It's like comparing an ant to an elephant and saying that an ant will fight an elephant and the ant will win. It's a mismatch to compare God to other gods. But for the purposes of letting men know that he's great, today we say that he's greater than any other god. The summary of the whole thing is that Elohim is a God of greatness. He's a God of power. And he's a God of prestige. So in Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17, the Bible says, "Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens." Jeremiah 32 17. "Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine great power and by thine outstretched arm, and nothing is too hard for thee." You remember that song, don't you? "Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine great power," because you are a great God. He didn't create the heavens and the earth by a weak power, but he created it by his great power and his outstretched arm. His outstretched arm represents an arm of authority, an arm of power. And the Bible says nothing is too hard for this God. For what is impossible with men is possible with God. For with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Oh, for with men it is impossible for a poor man to be rich in a short period of time. For with men it is impossible for somebody to be lifted from the dunghill and placed in the palace. Oh, for with men it is impossible that the woman who has no child will suddenly conceive and bring forth and have more children than the woman who has had children. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh, I didn't hear an amen from you. What is impossible with men is possible with God. So all you need to understand is that to him that believeth, all things are possible. After your salvation, you were called a believer because you have been wired to now believe God. So what God says, you embrace it, you accept it, and you keep it, and you wait until the time of manifestation and the time of fulfillment. The Bible says, and Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but Abraham learned how to give glory to God until the fulfillment of the word of God in his life. I want you to know, keep believing God. If you believe God yesterday and you didn't see the miracle, carry it forward. In accounting, we have balance brought forward. So carry it forward. If it didn't work yesterday, it will work today. If you don't see an answer today, get ready for tomorrow, because each day has renewed mercies and God will visit you. It will be like Zechariah working in the temple, and Zechariah was burning incense and making sure that the candles were lit, and suddenly he had a visitation of an angel who said, Zechariah, don't be afraid, because your prayers have been heard. If you know your prayers have been heard, let it be a shout that will reach the heavens, because your prayers have been heard. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. If God says it will work, believe him. If God says that I will lift you up, believe him. If God says I will change your circumstances, believe him. If God says that I will make your marriage happen, believe him. If God says I will resolve all the crises for you, believe him. And when God says that I will make financial provision for you to complete the project, believe him. Oh, you may have gone to the laboratory, and the laboratory report may read something negative, but God is not moved by negative report of men. It is only his word that must move you. And so you must believe the word, embrace the word, stand on the word, confess the word, walk in the word until you see the manifestation of the answer. I say, God is about to work a miracle in your life. God is about to make an overwhelming provision for you. God is about to bring a supernatural turnaround. He's about to take the sorrow away and bring laughter into your mouth, because he is God. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he Yahweh, he Elohim, he the all-powerful God, he the greatest God who created the heavens and the earth by his great power, and nothing is too difficult for him. I said, nothing is too difficult for our God. The history of the case may be winding and twisted, but God can get it straightened for you. So remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, Elohim, that giveth the power to get wealth. You see, in the scripture, I didn't say he giveth the power to get money, because I told you that monies are produced from wealth. And God specifically said, I will give you wealth. So don't devalue it and bring it down to money alone. Because money plus riches does not constitute wealth. Wealth is more than money and riches. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I didn't hear an amen. In wealth, there is honor. In wealth, there is fame. In wealth, there's elevation. Money and riches, the Bible says, can make wings and fly away. But wealth will keep generating the money. And you will never, may you not be poor. Oh, today nobody is responding. You are not saying amen. Are you tired? So it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. One translation says, gives you strength to be prosperous. He gives you the ability to produce wealth. He gives you power to get substance. He gives you power to gain wealth. He gives you the ability to acquire wealth. The way Israel had been battered for 430 years in Egypt, they had nothing much. The way they had lived a nomadic life and had moved from place to place in the wilderness, they had nothing much. But there was one thing that God reminded them of. That if today you have inherited such a city and you have inherited a lot of goodly things, remember that my support assisted you to achieve that. And he says it was because I released my power to you, and my power did the work. Can you shout amen for God's power? Oh, I say, can you shout amen for God's power? For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, Elohim, that giveth thee power, the ability, the know-how, that giveth thee the blueprint, that giveth thee the capacity, the anointing to get wealth. The power to make you productive. The power to make you prosperous. The power to change your situation from failure to success, from poverty to riches, from rags to glory. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. There is a power that will change your life. And today, if you are listening to me and you believe that that power is already started working in your life, say amen and establish the power in your life. In my references, one author equated the word power to virtue. You remember in the New Testament, when the woman with the issue of blood came from behind Jesus and has said to herself, if I will but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And this woman came through the milling crowd and pressed against all odds, broke protocol, broke tradition, broke customary laws, because she was not to mingle with people. But she decided that enough was enough. That the Bible says the more she visited the hospitals, the worse her condition became. She saw specialists, but they could not help her. And if you are bleeding, it means you are dying. But God sustained her because she trusted God. And she would hear the name of Jesus, that Jesus was passing by. She says, I don't need the man to see me, and I don't need him to lay hands on me, and I don't even need him to pray for me. But if I will but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she came round the corner and touched his garment. Then Jesus stopped the procession and said, somebody touch me. And then Peter and co said, but Jesus, this is a normal thing. Body will, you know, touch body. Bonnet will touch bonnet, because it is a crowd. And so why are you complaining? Jesus said, I'm speaking of spiritual things, and you are perceiving it in the natural. He says that I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. That word virtue is equal to power. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. It's equal to dynamis power, and it's equal to East Coast power. In the name of Jesus Christ. And therefore this word, that it is he that giveth thee power. In other words, it is he that giveth thee the virtue, the capacity. You see, you can live a life and work hard, but if you are not endowed with this power, your output will come to nothing. But today, God is turning your situation around. God is about changing your story because He's re-equipping you. God is enhancing your capacity. God is building your capacity to be able to break through barriers and limitations and opposition, that the will of God shall be established in your life. It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. God is giving you power. Lift up your right hand and shout, I have the power of God. I have the ability of God to get wealth. Therefore, from this moment forward, I shall be very wealthy. In the name of Jesus Christ, put your two hands together. Oh, come on. There is power. There is power. There is power that surpasses power. There is power that establishes the counsel of God for the children of God. And there is power that gives you the ability to get wealth. Now, I'm going to mention four things that this power will help you do. Number one, this power will give you a business or a ministry. Oh, shout amen. Shout amen. God will let you discover your abilities, your potential, your gifting. And as you sharpen them, God will open doors for you. Because the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before kings. So the first thing is that God will give you something to do. Today, believe that your business, I don't know what it is, but believe that your business is about to happen. Your ministry is about to happen. Number two, God will give you the ability. Can I hear an amen? Let me quickly make reference to this. Number two, God will give you the ability to manage your business. You see, this power will introduce you to the business. Number two, God will give you the ability to manage the business. Number three, God will give you the ability to overcome any frustrations along the line. God knows there will be opposition. God knows there will be setbacks. So He will give you this capacity to be enduring, this capacity to press on, this capacity to endure, and this capacity to scale all the hurdles and overcome your frustrations. And the final one, God will give you the capacity to make profits. Oh, I will shout a big amen for myself. So first of all, God will give you the business. He will let you know your purpose, what you are called to do. Number two, God will give you the capacity to manage the business. So no matter how complex the business grows, God will give you grace to manage it. And number three, there may be opposition. There may be frustration. There may be some limitation. But God will give you this grace to overcome. I declare you overcome the negative circumstances. I declare you overcome the winds of adversity. I declare you overcome the failures of yesteryear and rise to the occasion today. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, nothing will knock you down and out. For although the righteous falleth seven times, he rises again. You will rise to the occasion. You will rise to the circumstances. You will prevail like Jacob, and you will overcome it. And at the end of the day, you will see profit. Oh, come on. May God give you the power to see profit. You cannot be working for working's sake. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, for in every labor there is profit. If I stand to speak in tongues, makuakataya, and I do it either for 5 minutes or for 15 minutes or for 5 hours, in every labor there is profit. So I will never stop praying, because that is part of the labor. If I read the word of God and believe it in my heart, in every labor there is profit. When I confess the word and declare the word, although the circumstances may be negative, because I believe in God and I labor by confessing the word, it will happen. If I move into the field and I start working and I start marketing and I start placing adverts on social media and I start doing home-to-home visitation and I start recruiting people, my labor shall be honored by God. For in every labor there is profit. I didn't hear an amen. Oh, shout a bigger amen. I cancel the liabilities in your life. I cancel the debts that you owe. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cancel the things that are drawing you back, and I release you from them. I cancel the things from your background that make you feel that you will never rise to matter in this life. Having canceled them, I declare it's your time to see your prophet. I declare the realms of the supernatural are open for you. May the heavens be opened upon your life. May the power of God visit you and fall upon your life. And may you be empowered to see the prophet. You and I will see the increase. We will see the breakthroughs. We will see wombs opened, receiving children and delivering them at the right time. You will not date for people to be dumping you. If the relationship is not good, God will not make you enter at all. May God not make you commit yourself into that relationship. But may God guide you that the relationship you enter into, it will work by the grace of God. Can I hear an amen? Profit is about to happen. Ghana is about to profit. The country in which you are is about to profit. And the church of Jesus Christ is about to profit. Your family shall profit. And your life shall profit. My life shall also profit. You are a profitable person, engaged in a profitable endeavor. And you will receive profitable rewards in the name of Jesus Christ. For remember the Lord thy God. Remember the Lord thy God and give him gratitude. For it is he that giveth thee power, the ability, so you will get wealth. You will get wealth that you will have overflowing abundance. That you will never lack any good thing in your life. May you get to a state that when you think about what you want, that thing shall happen. I'm talking about good things. Oh, let me hear an amen. Let me hear a better amen. That thing shall start happening in your life, that he will give you power to get wealth. Establish this by a shout and a clap. Establish it. Establish it in your life. Establish the blessing and establish the prophet. Then he goes ahead to tell us why he has given us power to get well. He says that he may establish his covenant. That the Lord may establish the covenant. that he swore unto Abraham and co, that he swore to our fathers. And he says the same situation pertains even today. That which he promised the fathers and he delivered it has not ended. And that the same situation of promise will still work in your lives today. You are not getting the revelation. You see, if you read the Bible, it's as if God has finished with Abraham, so there's no part in it for you. But the Bible says, as is the case today, today God will visit you. I didn't hear an amen. So God is not going to bless you so that you fill your wardrobe with clothing and bluff around. But God is going to bless you so that the covenant that he had with Abraham, that the world shall be won for Christ, shall come to happen. And it is through this wealth that evangelism will be sponsored, that crusades will be sponsored, that church activities will be sponsored. I didn't hear an amen. That food and clothing will be sent to the prisons, that provisions and monies will be sent to the orphanages, that the needy and marginalized who are in our midst shall be supported, so that they would not have their confidence diminished in God. It is not for us to brag in ourselves, but it's for us to recognize that there is a covenant of God. And that's why we must honor our tithes. That's why we must honor our offerings. And that's why we must make love offerings and give and donate for the projects and the kingdom of God. Can you clap for them in the name of Jesus? I decree from today that the least person and the greatest person in this community, in this church, and people watching online shall be very wealthy persons. If you're hearing my voice today, declaring the word of God, I am telling you that supernatural empowerment has come to your life. You'll be amazed how this power will start working. We'll be unlocking doors and opening doors and giving you opportunities and linking you to major people that matter and giving you contracts and giving you serious connections and giving you wealth and fame and honor and glory and health. May God give you wealth in the name of Jesus Christ. Wealth that you will enjoy. And when you are gone, your children will enjoy. And when they are gone, their children will also enjoy this wealth coming to the house of God. I said there is wealth coming to the house of God. Some people think, I just go and work and work and work. You may work and work yourself to negative things. But if you work in honor of God, and say, God, when you provide, I will support your work. God will provide for you. Yes. God will provide for you. Tonight I'm here to let you know there is a power that creates wealth. There's a power that makes rich. There's a power that makes prosperous. There's a power that lifts up and changes things in your destiny for the better. And this power I introduce to you. Walk in this consciousness. Meditate on the scriptures. Believe that they will work for you. And something good will work for you. Oh, let's keep clapping us up. Gratitude to God. Mayona selerebe kia stakataya. Ayelerebe kia sondaraba kaya breke besua. Ayava bandiribe kia solorobro stelere makaya. Ayebia sundiribe kia sakataya. Oh, can you lift up your voice and call upon the name of the Lord? Ima, connect to his power. Oh, reconnect to his power. Access this grace. Access this ability. Ability that creates wealth. Access it. This power will give you wisdom. This power will give you understanding. This power will give you the know-how. This power will give you the blueprint. Something will change in your life. Oh, if it is music, God will introduce you to somebody great. If it's publication of books, may God connect you.
Apendo zibre katuza ajandelebe katia
yelelebe si anda kata
zipaka panda la baba
shalaraba bi selere makia
yapendo zibre katuza
yenene mikia shalaraba kaya yababandiri mikia selere benda la bakaya ayama mandara bakia selere bekia Ayoma mandala bakia salaraba.
Shante bandala bakia.
Ibaya nerebe kia sa. Shaba bandoro bosa. Ibaya kondara basia. Ayala rama kondoro bosa ya. Oh, lift up your voice. And call upon Elohim. And call upon the God of all strength. Call upon the all powerful God. He blessed Abraham. And it came to pass. He blessed Isaac. And it came to pass. He gave Jacob the power. And it came to pass that he was prosperous. It is now your plan that there will be outpouring of the power of God upon the church and upon your life in the name of Jesus. May God open our eyes. May God open our eyes. May God incline us to understanding and give us the details of what we must do. May this power open our eyes to the details of what we must do. Oh, I command wealth into the church. I command wealth into the house. Sort of faith. I command wealth into the lives of the people of God. I command wealth into your home and into your household. It's time to prosper. It's time to prosper. It's time to be wealthy. There are things that the anointing of God would do that in ordinary circumstances, those things will not happen. And today, if we anoint you again, it's for the purpose that wealth will be created in your life.
Amen.
Because it is he that giveth power to get wealth. You see, if you don't believe it, don't come for the anointing. But if you believe it and apply it to your life, just believe that from today and this moment, your life is changing. Can I hear an amen? When the anointing fell upon Elisha while he followed Elijah, he didn't know the anointing had fallen. It was when he was returning that he had to cross the Jordan and say, "Where is the God of Elijah?" And bam, the thing opened. Some doors will open to you. Some access will be granted to you. You will see that something good has come. Do you have your vials? If you don't have it, come and dip your finger here and put it on your head. Do you have, dip your finger twice into the thing and anoint yourself. Anoint yourself one, anoint yourself two. Be sunday bikia and go ahead to pray for a short spell of time for yourself. Are you mandiri bikia staya kata?